More than 500 Palestinian administrative prisoners incarcerated in Israeli jails are considering a series of steps in protest of Israel's insistence to keep them behind bars without trial or charge. The prisoners are demanding to be released. Human rights organizations accused Israel of attempting to legalize the policy in order to continue detaining Palestinians.
Israel is still going on with this policy where the number has escalated to 500. Israeli authorities renewed administrative detention for many of them. This is why the prisoners took a decision to start an open struggle with the occupation inside jails.
Administrative detention that is considered by Palestinians as a political one in the first place is also seen as a collective punishment. Israel uses the policy on a mass scale. Neither the detainees nor their lawyers are given a reason for detention or the specific allegations against them. Over the years, Israel has held thousands of Palestinians in administrative detention for periods ranging from a few months to several years.
In addition to administrative detention, Israel has been imposing against the prisoners several penalties, denying them family visits and access to the prison canteen. Moreover, prison wardens have been carrying out provocative inspection raids in the cells even while the prisoners are sleeping at night.
Almost every day, the Israeli forces carry out arrest campaigns throughout occupied Palestinian territories. Since the beginning of October, more than 225 Palestinians have been arrested under the same illegal policy.
Human rights organizations have always condemned arrest and administrative detention of Palestinians by Israeli forces. But Tel Aviv has chosen to ignore the calls and act as entirety above the law. Mona Kandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.